Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Maria.
Maria. Y'all, Roger is on 12,000 today. He got here. He is jumping up and down. He can't get enough of something. I don't know. He's making me drink pool water from Florida. This is episode 533.
530 Ricky.
Yeah.
Good one. Oh, I'm being a little extra today. Ooh. I have a lot of energy.
You sure are.
And I am like, my stomach feels like it's about to explode.
Why?
I feel super bloated. Because I had lentils.
What'd you eat today? Oh, lentils?
Yes, today
They're so good, but they will fuck you up. If you're eating lentils, that's not bad.
Did it have
tons of bacon in or tons of pork in it?
It had andouille sausage with a lot of garlic.
Oh, I smell it.
Summer sausage. Summer sweaty bear sausage. No, I ate
coming to you, Bear Pride 2014.
No. I had two slices of pizza, cheese fries.
Did y'all have a potluck today or something?
No.
Where did you go?
I went to GGO's. Brought to you by Azelle.
Someone say my name.
Let me say my kids. So what's going on, Ricky?
Oh my God, I've been sick this week. Not like cold sick, though.
She's faking it.
I wish I was faking it. Yesterday, it was horrible. It was horrible. Why isn't the...
I don't know, but I can tell you what's on there. If we need, because we're not going to talk about our weeks. Because we're not... We're coming to you on Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. So actually I was sick the past couple of days. Like I've had a stomach issue where I feel kind of full and I don't want to eat, but I'm not like throwing up or pooping or anything.
It's called constipated.
Oh. No, I've never been constipated.
Oh, bless your heart.
Is it joyful?
Oh my God. When it comes out, it's like joyful.
I've never had it before.
Oh, it's awful. Awful. It literally feels like you're clogged. So when you look at like a drainage and you see like they're pulling shit, not literally shit, but they're pulling crap out.
It could be literally shit.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that. Like when you're just like, you implode in the toilet.
Ew.
Not explode, because it's not that kind, but your stomach feels like...
So much better. Yeah, I've never had that problem. Even taking medicine and stuff.
So let me ask you a question. Oh, and I have a couple ideas. So have you ever peed and it feel orgasmic?
Like you shiver and shake?
Not that crazy, but just kind of like you feel...
feels good, yeah.
Or maybe like after you've masturbated or had sex or whatever, and then you go pee, has it ever felt really like... Good.
No, that's called a disease.
Not that kind. Not that kind of sensation.
And if you're getting off on that, you're a pervert.
Totally. Number one.
No, I've peed and it's made me like shiver.
Like a good way?
It's yeah.
Like, oh.
But I've never, no, nothing like that. Why, have you?
Yes, totally.
Oh.
Yeah. Almost all I wouldn't say all the time.
Maybe it's because you have foreskin.
I don't know.
And I have dead head skin.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Is it like flaky? Like fish flaky?
Totally flaky. Just scabby. That's not normal?
Yeah, no. You may want to get that checked out by the doctor.
Yeah, no, I don't really
want to
use
a little
my
shea
insurance.
Butter on there, goddamn
it. I don't want to use my insurance.
Oh my God, you're Republican.
I have insurance and I don't want anybody else to have it though.
Right.
I never use it, so no one else should have it.
Right. And don't let those youngings get on it because they're going to make it more expensive.
Whippersnappers and those same-sex people.
Mm-hmm. Who are they?
Same-sex marriages.
Speaking of same-sex marriage, anyways, moving along.
Yeah.
I thought I had it.
No, you don't.
So what would you like to talk about today?
I want to talk about not having your computer today.
Oh.
There is one
that's perfectly fine that I asked for. Yeah.
Your own goddamn computer.
I did. It's right here.
No. No.
Right here.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm used to doing everything anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, God. Pity party of one.
So we're just going to like randomly talk about shit. There's nothing in order here or anything.
Like we did Sunday?
Yeah, pretty much. Except for less time.
So I have a challenge for us.
That was a long ass show.
Oh, and I have another thing for the listeners. You motherfuckers need to like, leave a fucking comment on Facebook. Leave a fucking comment on Twitter. Because guess what? If you don't, it's going to dwindle down to once a fucking month. And that is a threat. Oh. So
see, that's not, they're used to me talking like that, but whatevs.
I know. Here comes the hate mail. The hate tweets.
They so, sure will email you or text you or
bring it on
when there's something bad.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, I want to say thank you to Dennis, who congratulated on us with no touching of the microphone, no crackling on the last show.
There wasn't any on the second one either, the one before that.
Well, he probably... No, there was.
I listened to all of them, and the first, like, three, yes.
Why?
Because I already told you why I like to listen to us. Because
you like to hear your voice.
That, and I like to see where I can improve. And then I make fun of you.
There's some impossibilities.
Yeah. I hate you.
So thank you, Dennis, because Dennis. He's like a hardcore listener. He's always listening. He's responding to us on Twitter.
Right.
So he's really good about that.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you, Dennis, for the critique.
Maybe we should have a contest.
Okay. So that's kind of where I was going with the whole, I have a little challenge for you. I think that we're going to do. So I was thinking about maybe having like do a list of like your top 10. Like if you needed to make a CD of 10 songs that represented you because you passed away, but you wanted to give this out to everybody so they can remember you, what would your 10 songs be?
Oh, I could not name that off my head. Ugh,
you're a horrible music fan. And you call yourself a music fan.
My email is not even close to being music related, music loaded.
Right. So I could name you the 10 songs.
Well, of course you can because you're a freak.
Right. No, because these are things that I think about.
Well, like who I said thinks about their own death? Let me think when I'm going to die, what CD I'm going to give to everybody to remember me.
Because I'm slightly narcissistic like that.
But couldn't you just give them the list and let them download it instead?
Well, that might be that'll be a probably cheaper route.
Yeah.
And who fucking does CDs anyway?
Who's
going to
go to your funeral anyway?
Oh, speaking of.
We're going to send it over email. Roger died today. He wants you to have these 10 songs. Could you please get Dropbox?
I like your socks. That's a I love fun socks. That is a horrible fucking thing to say.
That's not horrible. That's reality.
So the way that my funeral would be.
Oh, please.
Let me enlighten you about that. So I would like
to. So last time it was about what we're going to be like when we're old. Now this is what we're going to be like as a skeleton. Right?
As we are being celebrated. Because that's the thing is I don't want. See, let me explain something to you.
People better cry over me. That's all I got to fucking say.
Okay, so my
don't cry for me, Argentina.
That was as dead as a fish.
That doesn't even make sense. How does dead as a fish even make sense? You're supposed to say dead as a doorknob.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never loved you. Too dramatic. A little just too dramatic. Talk about who's being and who's being extra.
Yeah. It's extra. My funeral. So that chair. Go ahead.
For those of you who are hopefully joining us for the first time, la chair is share. Extra is extra.
La Madonna.
La Madonna. Actually, that could be either La Madonna, like slutty Madonna, or La Madonna, like
church
Guadalupe Madonna. Yeah. Anyway, so it would start with, it smells amazing in here, by the way.
Thanks, Tony, I farted.
Tony is working it in the kitchen. So I'm going to tell you what I wanted to open with. Please,
so, oh, you have your 10 on a list.
No, I do not.
What are you checking your phone for?
Because I want to. Do I not have this song in there?
No, you don't.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Anyway, so it would be. No, I don't have it in here. So anyway, we'd start off with RuPaul's. What's the name of his song? Not Glamazon, but it's off the, I think it's off the Glamazon album. Stroll Down the Runway. That one?
No.
No? Mm-mm. That's when
I don't
start.
Know it.
Oh.
Obviously, you really love that song because you can't remember the name.
I fucking hate when you do that.
Oh, please tell me your second song. I can't wait until you can tell me the name of it.
Oh, that, no, I don't have a second song.
Oh.
But my last song would be, Sarah Bareilles song, and it's here. I'll called Once Upon a Time, Once Upon Another Time. Oh, she not now. She's trying to be fancy. There it is. It's on. I can hear it. It's a really sad song. I love the lyrics.
Somebody's hand.
That's lovely.
Wow. You know, okay, just for the record, she doesn't want to play anymore because she's afraid she's going to get sued. As if
because of our millions of listeners
right.
that don't respond to us. So
let me finish my story. You're totally cutting me off.
Oh, okay.
So, so the reason why I think about death a lot is because my best friend Pookie, her mother once told us that everyone in life prepares for everything except death. And when she said that to me, for some reason I was like, that just resonated with me, and it was like, that is very strange. I'm like, and first of all, it's a very strange saying because it's kind of morbid if you think about it, but then I was like, you know, that's kind of true. No one ever prepares for their death.
I think in the United States, I think like over like Asian countries and stuff like that, I think they're better at that than
well, because they us. Have no emotions. They're totally well, dead inside.
Oh, like redheads.
No, I love redheads. They smell like they smell like strawberry shortcake.
They do not.
Sweaty strawberry shortcake.
Close.
It's like you squeeze. It's like, I love that strawberry smell. That smells like shit. I agree with you. I think it's you know what it is? I think that a lot of Asian countries have this whole thing of where they celebrate life, mm-hmm. whereas we mourn it. That's a huge difference. And I think it has a lot to do with religion. and I told my mother, I was like, I want a party. I don't want anyone to wear black. I want everyone to wear colorful. I want it to look like a fucking crayon.
Like a bag threw up everywhere.
Yes. The gayest of the gay threw up everywhere. Just at, like, go to town.
Just shit, unicorns.
I want no one to wear black. No one. If they don't, if they wear black.
What if they're black?
Well, that would be easy. They would always wear colors. Simple. Simple solution for them. That would never be a problem. But yeah, just I want to be celebrated, not mourned, because I feel like.
I haven't really thought about it.
Well, that's sad. You should think about it.
It's not sad.
I kind of have it mapped out. Like, I have it. I know what's going to happen in the procession. Like, I really, seriously have mapped it out.
Oh, it's my, like, God. Are you going to have, like, a band?
It's like a fucking, it's like a Mariah Carey, like, concert.
Like a that. Video.
Like, yeah. Like, there's
gonna are be you going to have them put you in the casket like this?
Well, I'm being cremated, so there won't probably be a basket.
Well, maybe they can make ashes or maybe a sculpture out of your ashes.
That'd be amazing. And
a sculpture of Mariah Carey
with holding my ashes.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
I'm holding a little you.
Yeah, I'd be like, beep. But I don't know. I just for some reason I think about that stuff. But anyway, so what? That's why I was asking about the 10 songs.
No,
I
haven't really thought about that.
It's a question on OK Cupid.
I
what were the 5 things
that
you would bring?
There.
What were the five things that you would bring if you were to be stranded on an island? What would the five things be you want the most? You can't even answer that?
Yeah, I can answer that.
Well, fucking answer it then. And please, let's be realistic here. It really put yourself in a, oh my God, I'm on a fucking island. What do I need? The essentials.
A toothbrush.
Oh my God. Crack a fucking coconut and wash for 20 drinks. Yes, you can. Have you ever heard of oil pulling? Guess what? They use coconut oil to pull your motherfucking gunk out of your teeth. Go on ahead. Google it.
Not interested. Google it. You asked me what I... Google it.
Google it.
A toothbrush.
Okay. Two things are going to happen.
Electronics, because there's no electricity, so that wouldn't...
I feel like you would be one of those that would be like... If you'd be stuck on an island, you would be extremely burnt, very skinny.
Oh, but your God. Teeth sunscreen. Would be like, please. I need sunscreen. So toothbrush, sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Some really good shoes that I can like live on an island with. So like flip-flops.
Please don't say Crocs.
A towel.
Oh, my God. That's four.
And Ricky Martin.
Yes, because that's practical.
Right. Well, he's hot and he has a lot of money. And he'd probably bring his kids, so then there'll be four people on the island.
Yeah, unfortunately, you won't be able to procreate.
You try.
Interesting. Now, is that practical?
Probably a book. No. I don't know what my fifth item would be. It would definitely be a toothbrush and sunscreen.
Okay.
Like, those are two. But I mean like big ass sunscreen. Like
like the Costco kind?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. I don't know what else I would have. Mm-hmm. If you can't take your... Okay, well, I would probably take my iPod.
Let's say that there is that. You have access to that.
Okay. So my iPod.
Okay.
My iPad, so I can read.
Okay. That's four. And one more.
No, isn't that five?
No, you said...
Toothbrush.
Sunscreen.
iPod, iPad. And a towel.
And a fucking towel? For what? Yeah.
To lay out on the beach.
Banana leaves, bitch.
To dry off.
I sit out in the sun.
No, I'll get cancer.
I guess at this point, it doesn't matter. You're on a fucking island. You're probably going to die anyway.
Oh. Okay. What would you bring?
I would bring one friend, if that was allowed.
Let's share.
I'd bring one friend. I would bring a box of maybe like five of the most important CDs that I could bear to listen to over and over and over and over. I would definitely bring water.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, three?
There would probably be water on the island. That's not practical.
Well, but it would... I don't know. I used to be in ROTC and they showed us how to like clean water if you were ever in that situation. It's a long process.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to do
that. You have to
boil
it and then the water runs off.
You have to sit in the... Yeah, it's really kind of gross.
Yeah.
I've done this list several times and I can't even remember.
You've been on an island several times.
I know I would bring some sort of electronics, like a radio to play my CDs. Mm. I guess I would have my iPad or iPod or a computer of some sort.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to limit people. You don't have to limit yourself to music anymore because you can fit
everything.
14,000 songs on one thing.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess I would just do that. Maybe a lip balm for sure. Because
coconut oil.
Right. Yeah.
Just crack open a coconut and put it on your lips.
I could do that. That's true. I just use a little bit. I don't know. I mean, if you're stuck in an island, I guess a knife.
Oh yeah, to cut like fish open and stuff.
Yeah, like some. I guess.
Oh my god, I want to rethink.
If you're like doing if you're like
matches,
trying to survive. So you don't need matches. Two sticks and a fucking sun. That's all you need.
Really? Okay.
Well, I was in ROTC, so I can do it.
So you want to bring bottled water because you don't want to wait that long, but you will fucking use two sticks and the sun to start a fire, which is going to take about 3 days.
But it'll get there. Anyway, so this, I mean, it was just a silly, it's silly, but I suppose that would be, you know, a good.
You know where I want to go live?
Where?
North Korea.
No, so you can look the same.
I want to go. Yeah, so we can all have the same haircut as Kim Kim Jong Un.
So what? Okay,
did you see that?
Yes. So what happens to you if you're bald?
You better have a fucking wig.
I think it's only for.
Did you see that? No, the women were restricted to 10 haircut styles.
So was the men. The men were.
It's just one. His.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think that. Well, the article that I read was prior to this. There were only 10 selections that you can do. And then now
isn't
this...
Isn't that crazy? Like...
You know what? I'm surprised that no one has gone in there and
try to kill him.
Yes.
It's going to happen. I saw today that he's also telling South Korea, get ready, 2015, it's on.
What is this? The fucking... Like Olympics? Get your shit ready. It's about to go down. That's literally your neighbor. That's like throwing a bomb.
At Canada.
Well, I was going to say your neighbor here, next door.
Oh, well.
Just how stupid is that? But you know what, though? I have to say that the South Korean people, they're fucking idiots. Why are they not retaliating? Why have they not taken down that regime?
But, well, they're nervous.
Of what?
He's a mean person.
Well, they're going to essentially be mud.
Well, I see that you care.
Right. So let's talk about the Malaysian airline.
You already have kind of Kim Jong-un's hair.
Yeah. Well, I would.
You just need to shave it a little bit more up here.
Yeah.
So well, you're getting close.
Yeah, but I don't have the slanted.
That's the lacist.
Wow. I can't believe that came out of your mouth, Ricky.
And you do kind of have.
I do not.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
That's my exotic eyes. Because it's my my Middle Eastern background. Marks.
Exotic Middle Eastern background.
Yeah,
you're
I do.
Bomber. You're a terrorist.
Talk about racist.
So yeah, everybody get a Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong. That bitch. She is bitter.
Yeah, she's mad. She's like 23. She's gonna fucking take over the world.
She's mad that no one's sucking her dick.
He probably doesn't have one.
That would be very
appropriate. Oh my god! What if he's a female?
Oh my god, that would be that would be a joke on everybody.
Right. Trick ya.
She's a tranny. Transsexual, excuse me. I don't want to offend anybody. Right. God. Let's be politically correct.
Talking about death.
Yeah.
Fred Phelps.
Okay, wait.
How?
So I was listening to some other podcast, mm-hmm. and I can't remember which one I was listening to. I can't remember if it was. Oh, it was me. It's All About Me.
Uh-huh.
They were discussing Fred Phelps,
right.
And I want to say Mark was talking about how he hated him, and I had a little bit of an issue with that, and I'll tell you why. Because regardless of how despicable this person was and the stuff that spewed out of his mouth and how it affected...
You mean his ass.
Right. How much it affected people and how it may have hurt a lot of people, you are only affected as much as you allow it to be affected, mm-hmm. effective towards you. at the end of the day, he still was a human being. He was ignorant, didn't know any better, and it would have been amazing if he was able to see his ignorance and change it,
mm-hmm.
and potentially turn around and do something good about it. He will never be able to do that because he's old, but he was also never taught better, if that makes sense. And I know that's, and I'm not trying to defend him because I obviously do not agree with anything
you
that
hate
he ever
gays.
Does. Well, that's kind of true. But you know, I just feel like, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, when you take away that from this person, I think they're still human. I dislike Osama bin Laden just like the next. but he's still a human being, regardless mm-hmm. of what he did. What he just didn't know any better, and he never got the opportunity or gave himself the opportunity to really learn. That makes sense. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I've got a good heart.
I guess so. I'm kind of indifferent. I'm like, well, whatever, you know. I mean, like, his kids are worse than he is. So, I mean.
Well, that's not true because his.
Well, except for the ones that were smart and left. But the ones that are still there, they're like.
How many kids did he have?
Like a billion.
Probably.
He had like 20 kids or something. Like, his whole church is all the family. They're right. Like, they're all like brother, sister, just.
Incestuous.
Yeah, just.
But see, I guess to that point, that's what I'm trying to say. They only know what they learned. Had they learned differently, had they exposed themselves to different things, I think that they would feel the same way. Maybe that they're one of the, I guess a son or one of his sons would feel now. So
but you have to remember they have like the fear of God in them. Like they don't see anything outside that. Commune or whatever,
right?
So they have no idea what's out there,
right? Because they don't allow themselves. That's what I'm saying. I guess, you know, I mean, everyone is entitled to. And in that conversation between them three, they were talking about that, and mm-hmm. I think it was Dan.
Mm-hmm.
He was just saying the same thing. He's like, I don't hate him, but I don't necessarily. I mean, I certainly don't agree with what he said, but I don't necessarily. I'm not rejoicing in his death.
I just think they're idiots. Like. When they came here for Chicago Pride like 2 years ago, I'm like, you're dumbasses. And you look unhappy as shit.
But you know, I know this is probably going to get a lot of, and I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway, but I feel like a lot of times us reacting to them gives them the fuel. It's like mm-hmm. it adds to that. And I hate that because you know what? We're not all about hanging out in our underwear being sexualized.
I am. Honey, I'm in my underwear right now.
I can see your balls. No, put them away.
Well, you know, you're touching them. And you're four feet away.
Oh, that's slimy. That's real slimy.
That's right.
Mm. Is it that? It's that pre-cum.
Get into it.
Is it that pre-cum from your balls?
No, it's the scabs from the head of my penis.
Bugs, you really need to get that checked out. Or put a little fucking lotion on it, goddammit. Tea tree oil.
Ow. I bet that would steam.
A little bit.
So I'm indifferent. I don't care. I'm kind of like, whatever.
But, you know, that kind of goes back to the whole thing. I mean, I guess that sort of, I guess that's why I kind of put that on there was because I wanted to see, do you feel about like that about most people who cause this kind of chaos or... Or you don't let it affect you.
No one really makes me mad. I mean, I'm just like, they live in fucking like Oklahoma. You know,
right.
No one cares. I don't care. I mean, they can come to a protest all they want. They just look like idiots to me.
Right.
But
should
I mean,
you care? I guess that's another question. Too. I guess it's should
different.
We care?
Well, I think it's different when you have been affected directly from them. So if they've come to one of your family members' funerals or whatever.
See, that's another different. Thing too. Like, why would you go to a someone who... served your country and had you the reason why you're able to stand even there in front of you know protesting this person's funeral the mere fact that you're there because of them I mean how could you the nerve of you
right.
You know but then at the same time it's like I don't know I try to practice compassion and regardless of what the other person did. You know, if I'm without getting religious or too religious, that to me is something that I still hold from, you know, learning that from a young, you know, being a young kid. You have to have compassion. And it's mm-hmm. really difficult to have that. It's easier to hate than to just have compassion for someone, regardless of what they did. But I don't know. It's just it was a very interesting topic that they had. And I thought, that's kind of, I don't know how I'd feel about that.
I was listening to it, but then I got caught up with somebody from work, so I kind of got stuck in them. Like, I don't know if I didn't get to hear the whole thing, or maybe I just not that I'm not interested in that in their podcast. I just wasn't that
subject fully paying really attention. Doesn't. Yeah.
So speaking of more dead, Malaysia Airlines still has not been found.
All lives have been lost. That was a headline.
Like. That's they fucking, don't even know.
That's fucking sad.
Like,
They do know now.
They're just assuming. No, they haven't even found it yet. Well, now they're just saying, yeah, it did. It happened. They're all dead.
No, no.
I'm like,
well, before we continue to hurt their feelings, all the Asians. I don't know why I laughed. It was not funny. They said, this is the reason why a lot of people are starting to question. I don't know if you've heard that or read that, but now they're starting to question the Malaysian government because they're like, oh, so now you're saying that all lives have been lost because, quote unquote, there's satellite images that tell Where you when it was down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting. What the fuck is a plane? Like, what do you, like, how is that?
I mean, I don't think there's a question now. I think the plane is gone. I mean, I think they died.
Well, there's a hunt they found today in the news was said that there was 133 images or things that were floating in the water.
Mm.
Some X amount of meters or kilometers away from the first one that they actually were like, oh, we have images.
Why are they having issues getting people out there? The boats are already out there. So why aren't they? Does it really take that long?
Well, you know, Jules and I were discussing this. I think it has to do with the fact that the way that the images are captured, it's not like someone sitting there watching and then it, there's 133. We need to tell somebody. I think it's recorded and then they extract the data and that's how they figure out that there was. So I think it takes time to get that information.
Isn't that
so
weird?
It's delayed.
Those pictures are from space.
Bitch, we are being watched.
Hey
girl.
It's sad.
We just two little podcasts.
And then I was reading that they were Malaysian Airlines, like all the family members that were affected, they text messaged them.
Awful. All lives were lost. If I got that in a text, I would think that's a fucking joke.
Right.
I mean, and then that, you know what? And I am kind of pissed off at CNN. Because when I read that, because I read it off of like just like a Yahoo or on Facebook.
Right.
And I clicked on CNN to see to read about the article. Fucking in big ass bold caps, quote unquote, all lives are lost. Why would you do that? Like, talk about.
Well, people aren't giving up because they're like protesting like shit over Malaysia. I mean, they're like, no, this is not going to work. We need bodies or pieces of plane.
Right.
We need to know what happened. I mean, it's 2014.
I think they know what happened. But like I told you last time, I think they do know what happened. I just don't think, I think that the reason why they're not they're releasing such sporadic information is because they don't have an actual like piece of plane to say. Yeah. Well, and I hope they do.
It took like 3 years for them to find that French one. I mean.
Yes, but there were not floating stuff in the.
Right. So
they're
eventually gonna have to find it. They're gonna have to keep going until they find it. I mean,
it was awful. Can you imagine like no closure?
Right. So we have another thing here.
Well,
we're going over. It's over 30 minutes.
We're gonna be fine. It's okay.
RuPaul's Snatch Game.
I
can't talk and close my lips. But I make a really good Aaron McCall.
And I am recording with you, sir. I'm. That was. She was like. Honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that she wasn't looking as fierce as she could have down the runway, I think she would have won it.
Right. She was good, but.
And so I will tell you that I'm slowly changing my mind about Bianca Del Rio, and I'll tell you why. I know you hate her, because I listened to her interview with her and Feast of Fools. I mean, Feast of Fun. I know. It's really, really hard to listen to them. Them, not the drag queens, not their guests. But, I just liked her. She came off really.
Let's just sell Hawkeye Huss.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm totally positive. I think her lips were closed.
So what did you... I loved Binda LaCrim.
Oh my God.
Maggie Smith, that...
And she couldn't even speak like English. Right. Like, with an English accent. I'm like...
What are you talking about? We invented the language.
Her snarky, like her mouth, like her facial expressions were so spot on.
The makeup was good too.
Yeah. She did a good. I thought this one was by far one of the best.
Wait, so
ones.
Bianca Del Rio? Oh, because you listened to him on the show.
Yeah, no,
was he
just,
nicer? He didn't. No, you know he what? Wasn't as bitchy.
That's what it was. No, he was still funny. He actually was funny, but you know, he explained without going to, like, because obviously they can't, but he just explained who he was and how, like, his stick. If that makes sense,
is being an asshole.
No, it's not being an asshole. I think that what it is that he's just says it like it is, and sometimes that comes off as him being a bitch, and he doesn't care. He's like, yeah, if he's it's to come out, it's like, I don't know. He's not. He's from Louisiana.
He
I
lives
think.
In New York City.
Yeah. So I think that's what it was. That kind of was like, oh, okay, I get it. I mean, there's a thing between being witty and bitchy and it coming naturally, and then there's, you know, being intentionally mean.
So what do you think about the elimination?
It was between oh my god, I can't Beyonce.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Trinity Bonet
and then what's her fucking name? Shit.
Hold on.
Laganja Estranja?
Yeah.
Okay, Laganja Estranja. Well, both of them needed to go. I don't know why they kept Laganja. I think because I really don't remember her thing being that fierce. That makes sense. But anyways,
Gia Gunn went home.
Oh, was it? Oh, that's right.
It was Gia Gunn
and Lestrange. Lestrange. Yeah. Oh, that bitch needed to go home.
Gia Gunn. Come on. Wonky eye. Did you see
that? Oh my god. Like, her eye was like this.
You're scary. Like, no one noticed that before she went onto the stage.
No, I think it happened. Hello, everyone has a lazy eye, but that bitch, her eye was fucking sleeping. It was like, bitch, you put a fucking blanket on my face, I'm going to good night.
CBC.
she walked out and she was like,
that's not Maybelline.
That's Sleepaline.
But no, I thought the Snatch Game, it's like the best one.
Then the next one, I think next week's is Read the Library, where they go to the library and read. Okay. That's always pretty fun. So I don't know. I thought this one was by far one of the better ones. Mm-hmm. Last year's with Jinx Monsoon, because she's the one that won that episode. That I mean,
who did she play? Little Edie?
Yes. Oh my god.
Okay.
Spot fucking on. I mean, like, and she was not only did she look like her, but she sounded like her, and her wittiness and the shit that she was saying was fucking hilarious.
Gia Gunn was gonna do Selena,
and then she like, did, and then she's
you can't do Selena. She was fucking murdered.
Well, she could have done it had she been like, when you ask a question like, what was it? What was Whitney Houston's? Is that one of the questions where they asked her what was Whitney Houston's? If Cher had one thing to bring, what would it be? And the girl had said wig. I would have been like, if that was Selena, I would have been like, my bitty bitty bum bum, like someone, you know, some stupid like that. She could have made her funny, but I don't know.
It's kind of a sad situation.
And what about Trinity Bonet dressed as Nicki Minaj. What the fuck was that?
No. And they, Gia Gunn was
awful.
Whatever.
And then she turned into Kim Kardashian and she didn't do the whiny voice. And she did, oh my God. Like,
I don't watch those shows, so I don't know. I bet you do, though. So do you do you have an update for Melissa Marissa Miranda?
Yes.
For Atlanta Housewives.
Atlanta and the reunion.
Uh-huh.
So real quickly, Atlanta was off the chain. Someone was about to beat some hoes. I think that Apollo was definitely in the wrong for talking about the cheating thing. And Kenya Moore needs to back the fuck off. Mm-hmm. I also think that they're headed for divorce. So it's not even funny. I mean, like, they're really going to be headed for divorce. So the other thing that I was going to say was, what do you consider cheating? Because that was one of the questions that they had between the group of them on that show. And they were, you know, they were talking about like, do you consider a kiss cheating? Do you consider like, what do you think is worse, like emotional cheating or physical cheating, yada yada yada, like what would you consider cheating?
I don't think kissing's cheating. I mean, it's just kissing.
Okay, if they were to hook up once, if your husband or wife were to hook up once, what would you consider? Would obviously that would be cheating, but would you be like, it was a one-time whoopsie, we'll work it out, or is it kind of end-all, say-all?
I don't have to worry about that because my man loves me.
The provider.
He ain't provide for nobody else.
Bitch ain't got time.
Except for you. Apparently, you could just walk in and demand dinner.
I did not, by the way. Anyway, all right. Well, I
Royal is trying to steal my man.
The provider. Well, seeing as how I've been
saying. The provider.
Le provider. Yeah, I don't know.
That's not. I'm kind of like, yeah.
You're kind of indifferent about a lot of things. I'm a little afraid about that.
I go with the flow. I'm like a 70s.
That didn't hippie. Work out well.
70s hippie. Like, whatever.
You just aged yourself.
Live your own life.
Oh, okay.
All do right. What you need to do. Take care of yourself.
And this is not a fucking like poster child segment for fucking the Republicans. Get over yourself. Anyway, so. All right.
Well, I think we're done. Actually, we've been going for a while.
It's okay. It's a-okay. We're being a little extra. Ugh, it's fine.
People don't like extra.
Oh, shut up. People can suck it. They like us. That's what they like, according to them. I wish that they would respond a little more.
Joe and Dallas, please, please, please keep sending us porn. Yeah. Because it's hilarious.
It's actually not hilarious. It's kind of hot.
One on the couch.
With the big ass fucking dick.
Oh my God.
Like, that thing was huge.
It was like hitting his trachea. Like,
he was being impaled.
Yeah. Like through his butt.
Yeah.
Not like it hit his trachea through the bottom, not the top.
Wait. So let me talk about real quickly about the reunion for MMM. Ooh. The reunion was, I just, you know, Brandy is bringing that realness, and they're, you know, everyone else wants to support her. It's the way she goes about it that they don't really care for, but everyone on those on that couch knows exactly what she's talking about, and Lisa's the only idiot that doesn't, because she's trying to cover herself for being a janky ass friend.
Can I take a picture of you recording and post it on Twitter?
Only from the neck above.
Hold on.
She's, oh god damn.
You ready?
Yeah. Why are you so close? Jesus. You can see now that's Asian. Nice. Anyway, so there's some questions that Joe sent us. Want to answer those and then cut it?
Sure, 1 second. Here, I'm sending this over on Twitter, and I'm saying, do you think Roger might be part Asian?
That's not really nice.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Okay, so Joe from Dallas asked Jen a question. I think
what?
That's for axed. Me. He asked a question. I can't even do that. I didn't even say. All right, so the first question is
favorite. Oh, he sent us more.
Oh, did he? Okay, I'll kind of run through these quickly. Janet question, favorite album, The Velvet Rope. Favorite video, That's the Way. Love Will Never Do Without You, which is also my favorite song. Any artist, song you are most embarrassed. Oh, this is for both of us. Song you are most embarrassed to listen to, sing. Email My Heart by Britney Spears.
You. He's just asking you questions. Questions for RR.
Oh, is that for me? These? Yeah. And those?
It's the same one.
Oh. song I'm most embarrassed. I would say Britney Spears is Email My Heart. That's embarrassing. Oh my but I God. Love that song.
Email My Heart.
Yeah, email. I can't even do it. Songs that bring up memories of getting busy.
And Dish.
I don't know if I have any.
I touch myself.
That one. When I think about you, I touch my.
Because all you really do is masturbate.
No, that actually was with Justin. That he.
Just in case.
No, that's. No. okay. No, not really. I don't ever really... When I'm hooking... Well, see, I never had a boyfriend. I haven't had a boyfriend in a long time. So I really can't say that there was a song I actually... You know. Mm-hmm. Although I did have sex. Not full-on sex, but I did hook up with Justin while we were in bed listening to Father Figure, and I kind of played...
Oh, gross.
I will be your father.
You try to be his father figure?
No, he was trying to be mine. Oldies but goodies. Movie star you want so bad you let him give you the herp. No one.
Yeah, there has to be someone.
No one.
Yes, there is.
No, not enough to get the herp.
You think it comes
maybe
medicine.
If it comes to medicine, which is so stupid. I would probably say it's either Ryan Gosling or Chris Evans. Ryan Gosling, because he's just like dorky.
I would be Russell Crowe.
Ew.
I fucking love him.
Ew.
He is so hot.
Ew. All right. I mean, come on. That's not even a question.
Whose starfish is most busted, you or Ricky's?
Well, I have hemorrhoids, so then probably mine. But I'm bummed. And that's the end of that.
So I have to tell you, yesterday I wasn't feeling good and I was at my desk and I was listening to This American Life. I don't know if you saw my tweet.
Yeah.
I was like full on crying at my desk.
Well, okay. So was that a podcast or was it?
Yeah, it's like an NPR show.
Oh, I think I know which one that is.
And they were talking about, the name of the show was called Animal Sacrifices.
Oh, that already sounds sad.
So they were talking about like the Bible and animal sacrifices with that, which whatever. But then they got to
that you're chapter, also indifferent about.
Chapter one, uh-huh. During World War II, the United States asked people for their pet dogs to work in the war, like to protect like bunkers or to protect ammunition piles, you know, so they wouldn't have to use men to do it, so they could use them somewhere else.
Chihuahua would never be able to protect anybody.
Well, no, it was just certain ones like Doberman Pinschers.
Right. Like bigger dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
scary big
hundreds
dogs.
Of thousands of people. Like, fucking, you know, because during World War II, you needed to support the United States. I mean, you did everything you could to do it.
Right.
So
do you think that that's what happened now? Like if we do go into World War III with Russia, which, by the way, that shit
or
is
North Korea.
That shit's getting real.
So anyway, these people sent their animals to war, but
did they get paid?
I don't know how that worked. They didn't really explain too much into that. But they had like paperwork and they would like write to the family and say, oh, you know, they all had records.
Because, you know, there's some ghetto ass person to be like, I'm going to buy me a dog so I can get paid.
Right. So, and they said during that time, there was an estimated 7 million dogs in the United States. Isn't that crazy? So, but they didn't tell the people that some of these dogs were going to be used as bunker dogs. And what they were doing is training dogs. They strap dynamite on them and send them to the other side of the line to blow up the bunkers. And there was this like 80-year-old woman that sent her dog, you know, when she was younger.
That's awful.
And she was like crying at 80 years old. I was like, my coworker's like, we know you don't feel good, but are you okay? And I'm like, I need to step away. I'm sorry. This right now. I had to step away from my desk. I was like full on, like, you know, I had like the lip quivers, I had ugly chin, you know, you get that when you cry, you're like, you know, it gets all raisiny, kind of dimply, like just it was full on tears.
That's really sad.
So, yeah. And then I had to tweet everybody for them to go listen to it.
Right. I said I did see that. I should have looked at it.
It's still on there. So you should listen about.
It's okay. Dinner's not cooked yet. You just simply fucked
out. I'm only on the best diet ever. It's called I Think I'm Dying. My coworker on Tuesday, they asked me, oh, do you want to go get Popeye's chicken? You know,
oh,
I wasn't feeling like... good. I was like, no, I don't feel good. And they're like, oh, we need to call 911. This ain't even real.
Do you work with a lot of black girls?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One of them told me they were going to send me to therapy or... they're going to send me
to addiction.
Yeah. Because they said I'm addiction. The first white guy that's ever been addicted to fried chicken.
That is not true. Have they gone to the South?
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to have to listen to that. But you fucking it up for Dennis.
I did. Yeah. Okay. Fucking that's how you say his name.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if that was the right person. Dennis. Dennis. We had some tweets, didn't we? Besides Joe?
I think so. Did. We need to tweet more.
We will. Okay, so I wanted to tell you guys, we are doing, I know I posted it on Facebook and I think Twitter. We are going to be doing some really awesome things, but we're going to need you to participate in this.
People responded and said they would like to see video podcasts.
Yeah, well, you know what? That costs time and money. So just going to say that. That's going to cost time and money.
Apparently, there was something going on about Mariah, and you had something to say.
with Joe.
And Joe's like, tell that to Mariah and her stylist that don't know she need to buy her fabric in bulk. Doing too much. Hashtag doing too much.
And then, my reply was, girl, please. We know, you know, we speak the truth. Now, don't get it twisted, boo. I do love her, but sometimes it's bricks.
Oh, you're talking about Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that you responded, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
he got a little pissy because I threw a little shade over at Beyonce. Bitch was looking a little too dark in the sun, so she needed some shade. I mean, bitch has been, like, skipping island from island from island.
Oh, you need I just a read shade. An article that she was detained. Not she was detained, but God, her dress was detained. It was a python. Was it a python snake dress or some kind of snake dress?
Because they thought it was real?
It is real. They had registered papers for it.
No, meaning that the actual python was alive?
No, it was already made like a dress.
Oh.
It was already made into like her outfit or whatever.
What if it was the actual python just look in the shape of a dress?
Yeah, what if?
God, that was a dead
You're
joke.
So fun. Real dead.
Dead as a doornail. So going back to all this stuff, we want to do some more things with you guys. However, we need a little bit support. What do you say, Ricky?
Well, yeah, okay.
Please be behind me.
I'm in front of you.
Oh, my God.
All right, so.
So, yeah.
We're going to go? It's time. We're done.
Are you done?
Yeah, we're
done. I'm not done.
Oh no, the train wreck in the airport. Oh my God, let's talk about that. Did you see the video?
I didn't. Oh, there's video?
There's video.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Really? Oh shit. There's video of this train.
It's playing everybody.
So anyway, so what was it, Monday?
Yeah.
So Monday at like, what, 8 o'clock in the morning?
2:30.
Oh, in the morning. 2:30. Oh, even better. 2:30 in the morning. Hi, breaking news. The fucking balloon line literally went up the escalator and said, hey everybody, door-to-door service.
I'm here. You ready?
Literally. Oh my God, wait a minute. I gotta watch this because I haven't seen this. I hope no one.
It was 2:30 in the morning, so there wasn't a lot of people there. If it would have been 7:30 in the morning, people would have died.
Oh my God, seriously. Were there not people standing? Like, what are those two people? Go the fuck away.
They don't realize it. They can't see it yet.
Oh my God, I can see. That's fucking scary as shit, dude.
Isn't that like a Hollywood movie? Like, that doesn't even seem real, does it?
Oh, I mean, I'm like, that is fucking scary. Dude, my desk is on the third floor by the roof, and I always am terrified that a fucking tree is gonna come through the, if we get a really bad storm, that it's gonna go right through the fucking roof and swoop me away. Bye bye. That's fucking scary, dude. I can't even. I hope nobody was on the escalators as they were trying to go up.
No, there. No one died. People got hurt on the train. There's already two lawsuits.
Yes, I heard that about that this morning.
No less than 50,000.
Oh, well, good. Good for them. Did you hear what happened?
She fell asleep. Yeah, but it's not the first time she fell asleep in February too. Somewhere else.
Exactly. Bitch, you need a little bit of sleepy time.
And she had 16 hours between her shifts. She'd been working a lot of overtime, but she had 16 hours. That's enough still. I mean, you go home to sleep for 8 hours, you still have 8 hours.
No, that's like the fucking, that's like, that is pilots. That's a same. No, that does not work.
You're going to fly the planes.
You need rest. People need rest.
No,
you don't
they
really.
Don't. Not when you're a CTA train operator. All you do is go back and forth all day. Like, what's your job?
No, but I mean, your job is to literally be able to control the fucking train. Clearly, as that is an example, as the bitch took him to front door service.
I would be so happy. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm late for my flight. Thank you.
As you're getting off the rubble.
Right. Whatever.
Ooh, there's not a scratch on me. Thank the Lord.
Little bitch.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
That is not even funny. I would see again. Another reason why I don't like public transportation.
That's rare.
I would like for you to Google how many accidents have happened in the CTA within the last couple months. Bitch, I guarantee you there's going to be about 10. No. Red line, always some shit derailing.
Not the red line. Someone derail. The only thing it's derailing is a turd inside the...
That's so gross.
Like, wow. Sir, when was the last time you pooped?
I can't. I mean.
One day you're going to have to come on the train with me and I'm going to have to videotape you we can put it on.
So fucking gross. And then when you told me that they don't clean the cars anymore, that's even worse.
They clean them in the mornings. Like
before you get on.
Yeah.
No. You know it's right after you fucking get on.
And they come all the way from the south side.
Oh, that's all nasty.
But I don't really. I take the Clark bus in the mornings, so I don't have to go on the train in the mornings, and I only have to go on the train in the afternoon.
Is it quicker?
Yeah, and it's only a block away.
I was gonna say it's probably quicker,
and I can actually walk to Howard. I've done it a few times.
Mm. When it's fucking 100 degrees outside at like 7 a.m.
No, I'm gonna have shorts on.
Go wait your ass in that fucking corner.
Can I get me some air conditioner, please?
It's like this.
But at least we live close to the lake, so we get a little bit of wind.
You keep believing that. I work close to the lake. Yeah,
no.
I'm standing outside. Like
the CTA is a lot worse in the summer.
Oh my god!
Than the winter when it comes to the first weekend, let's make a bet right now. Weekend that it gets 60 degrees on a weekend in Chicago, how many people you think are going to die that weekend? Get shot. Get killed.
Get killed.
I say like 23.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say like 23, 24. Yeah, I would agree with that number. People get
crazy.
Well, you know, and then not only that, but we're also, it's like the first time that it's going to be like fucking warm. Because this weekend it's supposed to be like 60 degrees.
Yeah.
And people are going to go,
bikinis.
Shit.
People are going to be at the beach.
In that nasty fucking sand and water.
I don't mind the sand so much, but the water.
Girl, you could pick up something. You could pick up crabs.
It's fresh water.
Nah, it's so fresh. It's not like summer's eve. There's nothing fresh about it. Yeah, no.
Let's go. It's time.
All right.
Give us a call. 863-666-0377.
Oops. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You Facebook can Facebook it at facebook.com/foulmonkeys. Twitter us at foulmonkeys.
Bing us at... My
Bing
pussy.
What? Who bings?
Oh,
I want like Google Plus.
I want someone to play with my bing.
Going home. All right, say bye, Roger.
Bye, Roger. Loser. Just say bye, Ricky.
No.
Bye.
Bye.